Blog Talk Radio.
TGIF, it's the Hunter and Friend Show. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, and you? I'm just looking here. I'm good, Chop. TGIF. You know, there's always some technical difficulty on these shows. And
I know.
I'm looking at my Black Talk. At my board, and then there's some pieces that are missing.
Well, I'm not gonna stay on the phone too long.
Right.
Because you keep on breaking up on me now.
Oh, I hear you, Chop. So what's going on? What you been up to?
Oh, nothing. This was cold. Just staying up here in the house, not doing a daggone thing, not going nowhere.
Oh, like man, I know.
I already said
it's
that
way
I'm
too
hanging. Yeah, not only that, I'm already said that I'm hanging it up. I'm not going to anything anymore. I even giving up on the bite blushing. And as far as when you build that, you know, Frankie's, Yamaha.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't invite me. I'm not coming there either. Cause I'm not traveling no more by myself. I'm giving it all up.
No, yeah. You've been doing it for years. Everybody's been under the weather, Chops. You know, I've been under the weather also.
No, it's not the part about me being under the weather. You understand?
I know that part. Right.
If people want me to come to their company, you know, I come and pick me up and bring me back home. Can't do that. Nobody's not
going to
see me.
Nobody. Yeah, you're breaking up, Chop. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
You can hear me? Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to say, as far as I'm concerned, nobody cannot pick me up. I'm not going nowhere. I'm staying around in my hood. That's it.
I hear you. Do we got some? We have another caller on the line? Hello? Hold on, Chops, okay?
All right,
hold on. Somebody's trying to call her. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Boogie. Now I got you on. Of course, Boogie, today's Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
Hey.
Chops is on the line. And
hey, Chops.
I'm over here at...
Hi, Boogie.
I'm over here at Yamaha. As we all know, every Friday, practically every Friday, I'm here. Broadcasting live at 399 Huguenot Street here at the Yamaha dealership in New Rochelle. So many great things, guys. That's going to go on for the Hunter and Friend Show this year. As you know, Myrtle Beach is coming up, and I hope everybody's booked their rooms. I just wanted to announce on my show today that Yamaha, my sponsor, is actually giving me two items. One is a 2015 R1. So if you're in a club and you don't have a bike, there's your opportunity to win one. So, moving right along. And we have a 2015 Raptor that's also being given away. So please look for myself or look for Boogie or come on down to Gasolina's at 2525 Boston Road and come get your ticket, either to win the Raptor or the R1. Come down to Gasolina and get your tickets, guys. And just to update you about Myrtle Beach this year, we will not be at Hooters anymore. No one's going to Hooters anymore. Everyone's coming down, going down to, what is it, Frankie? It's
2001
Nightclub. So look for that. There's going to be vendors, a big show over there, totally different. No more at Hooters. We're not doing it. So that's and I'll let you know the reason why is because bikers are no longer welcome on Hooters parking lot.
They don't want
BBW. They don't want BBW, the black bikers, at all. We got another caller that's calling in.
Yeah,
hi, you're on the Hunter and Friends show.
Hey, this is the Essex man, Sean Felder. How y'all doing today? What's up, Hunter? What's up going on?
I'm good. Did you hear that news, Sean, that I just said?
Yeah, what happened with Hooters? What's going on? They don't like blacks?
They're not down with BBW anymore. They're not down with Black Bike Week anymore. They got a new parking lot, and they just don't want us tearing it up.
Really?
Exactly.
Well,
so,
we can't do biz with SX Energy Drinks, and that's the case. If you can't do biz with my girl Hunter, then we can't do biz at all. So that's just the way it goes. That's all. I'm sorry.
Exactly. And that's how
that's
the Hunter Fun Show get down to.
We're just not doing it. Okay,
Now, I kind of have to jump back and forth because I know Boogie's tied up also. Boogie, real quick, what are you up to?
Oh, girl, I came downstairs to talk to you because, you know, they got us on lockdown now for real.
Yeah, Boogie works at Altruist.
They like, no phones at your desk, no phones. I'm like, ooh.
They can't listen to music.
Oh, no, not anymore. We on strict lockdown.
They can have one sip of water before lunch.
Whoa. That's bad.
That's plantation right there.
It's the plantation. That is.
But you know a few people make it bad for everybody. So remember that. A few people make it bad for everybody.
Not a few
They always, you know, they say that's what happens, Boogie, on the plantation. There's just one bad place to ruin it all.
Plantation. That's right. Plantation.
So,
listen,
you know, we got
slavery.
We got. Go ahead, Boogie.
No, I said slavery's not over. People think it's ended. It's not. But
no, it's not.
It is what it is.
So I kind of want to, you know, I kind of have to jump around a little bit because I know we're pressed for time and people, you know, have been there at work right now. But I did the update about Myrtle Beach. So it's no longer at Hooters, so spread the word. Not only is it no longer at Hooters, you know, we have the 2015 Yamaha Raptor 700 to give away. We have the 2015 Yamaha R1 to give away. You don't have to be present to win it. And it's also benefiting children with autism. So that this is for a good cause. Thank God for Yamaha. One ticket is $15. Two tickets are $25. And three tickets is $40. From wrist to elbow, it's $100. So remember, look for me at Gasolina at 2525 Boston Road. Come on down and get your tickets. And remember, it's no longer at Hooters. It's going to be at the 2001 Nightclub. At 920 Lake Arrowhead Road and, what is it, Highway 17 North. So spread the word, everybody, okay? Please.
Well, I'm going to have to spread the word because I've never been to Myrtle Beach.
I know, Chops. I can't believe that you've never been to Myrtle Beach. Oh, listen, and the raffle's on May 24th, okay, on a Sunday. So if you guys could spread the word, and please look for it. It's going to be on my Facebook page. So we got a few things to cover today. We covered that part. I think, and Alex is probably, he's supposed to call in and update us about Hooters, I mean, not Hooters, about Myrtle Beach and BBW weekend. So anybody, what's going on? What's going on? Sean, tell me, what's going on?
Well, you know, we got NBA All-Star Weekend in New York this weekend. So welcome to all the visitors coming to All-Star Weekend. I just got a call from a lady friend who's running a Virginia magazine. She wants to talk about Essex Energy Drinks. Her name is the lovely Tammy Thompson, welcome to New York. She runs the network called Virginia Models. So everybody's in town for All-Star Week. I just want to share real quick, Hunter. I used to go to All-Star Weekend in different cities like Vegas and New Orleans, Los Angeles. I mean, it's nothing like it. I don't know if you're a basketball fan or not. New York City for a treat this
right.
weekend.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
And Harlem also?
Harlem, yeah.
Oh,
Harlem,
I think we added someone else. Hold on a second, Sean. Rhino, are you on?
Hey, what's up, sis? What's good?
Hey, I seen your number come up. What's up? What's up, my man? I'm sorry, I'm having technical difficulties on my board. Okay, so I apologize. Okay, we can just listen to Sean. Sean, go back to what you were saying.
Yeah, like I said, like NBA All-Star Weekend, there's going to be a lot of parties going on. I was working yesterday at the Sheraton Hotel doing, you know, like special event security, and there's a lot of NBA people coming. There's a few old-school cats out there, but they came in town, so it's going to get crazy all weekend. You'll hear more about it in the news and stuff. I know Madison Square Garden's having a celebrity game tonight. I think Kevin Hart's going to be one of the coaches, along with Carmelo Anthony, the Knicks, Spike Lee, all of them going to be there. Tomorrow at Barclays, it's a slam dunk contest and the three-point shooting. You can catch all that on TNT. TNT's going to cover everything.
On TNT.
And
that's
the game's
hot,
on
man.
Sunday.
You keep it moving. You really keep it
moving.
Yeah,
you
got to
keep moving.
And I congratulate you.
Yeah,
on your
dream
and your success on fighting for your rights.
Oh, yeah, also, I won an award, Explosive Grind. If you saw it on Facebook, I'm going to get 100th award, January 24th. Shout out to AD General and Elegant 100th. I got a nice award. I'll show it on the team.
Does somebody have some background noise going on?
Yeah, I think it's me.
Well, Sean, congratulations, man. I'm so proud of you. I mean,
yeah.
I think you're one of the entrepreneurs that I look at last year and look at now, and you've grown so much. So I just wanted to say congratulations to you.
That's right.
Congratulations to you. That's right.
And I'll see you in Myrtle Beach, and I got a lot more going on. I'm going to be in a couple of magazines, and I might do a fashion show March. Hunter, it's not confirmed yet, but Mr. Entertainment. And like I said, shout out to Elegant Hunters for giving me the Explosive Grind Award. I mean, it's getting crazy right now.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, my brother. And you're always welcome to call into the Hunter and Friend Show and keep us up to date with the excess energy drink is up to and what's going on.
All right.
I wanted to pop on. Now, I know you can't stay on the phone, but I just want to thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Okay. All-Star Weekend. Take care.
Oh, you can say it? Okay, awesome. So I wanted to touch on the subject. I got a hot topic today, and the hot topic was if you're in a club, if there's a club that is in a borough and their club shut down, and that club that shut down is the mother chapter, and no one knew that mother chapter shut down. It was never announced to the director. Can they come back as an all-new club and call themselves the mother chapter all over again? And if so, do they wear colors or do they wear T-shirts? Does anybody know about this? Like, let's elaborate.
No, not really, you understand. No, far from my club, right? I might be the last, of my members. Even though I'm still trying to see if there's still some of those still around, you know, and stuff like that. And just like, you know, with the uniforms, the chosen few, the blazing shadows, and all of that. I mean, hey, I know they're still floating around there. They're not wearing their colors and everything. So I guess, for me, right, I guess I'm part of the last person that's still around decided to hang it up. So what they said about the mother chapter, now, that's, if they're going to be the mother chapter, right, that started at the club, they always had that on the thing, on their event saying mother chapter, along with their colors and all of that. That's one thing that I know.
Right.
But as far as I know, now, I know a few
people
that didn't have to go to chapter from where they started from.
Now, Rhino.
Right here.
And I know
Rhino.
That they do
so what do you?
And I'm
sorry. And you know what, Chop?
And I do know that they always, you know, have the mother chapter, you know, on their vest. And I see quite a few of that anyway.
Yeah, well, that's true. And a real NC chapter does have to, should have on their vest mother chapter. And a lot of, if you don't do that, you don't really kind of take that raise. So, Ryan, do you know anything about that? Do you know anything about the protocol?
I know, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But, if you know, you on a shelf for a year and then come back out, whether it's...
Over a year.
Whether it's new members, old members, a mix of old and new. You know what? I do believe just to respect the lifestyle and everyone that's in it, you should come back in T-shirts and then have a sit-down with the dominant and let them know what your intentions are. Because you're showing respect to not only the dominant, but also everyone that's involved in that circuit. You know, that work in from ground one and, you know, make it happen.
Well, I was given, I'm reading like my text messages and I'm getting kind of feedback from some people that say, hey, you can do that. You can go back and say, you know, we're coming back as a mother chapter. You can't come back as wearing colors. Other people are saying, no, that's fuckery. You cannot come back all new members and say, hey, we're coming back. We have a new MC. We have the new mother chapter, even if it's the same borough. To me, in my opinion, from what I've seen, I mean, I may be wrong on this, from back in the day, since I've been in the circuit for a long time, is that once your mother chapter is done, you're done. Or if there's a founding member that's left, he can designate another chapter to be another mother chapter, but it can't be in the same place where the mother chapter originated from.
Okay.
So there's, like, all kinds of different opinions about it. To me, the circuit's changed a lot because a lot of new young guys have come in or young people have come in with new young ideas. And no one, if we look at the bylaws compared to what the bylaws are today, this is a bunch of bullshit. Back then, they were much more rigid on what's going on and how everything is going to go. You know, they had laws to govern.
You got those young cats coming in, but you really have no one putting them under the wing to school them up right. So they're going to come in and just, you know, do whatever, and no one's going to step to them and correct them.
Well, that's why they're getting snatched up. Because if other people in regular MC is not doing something about it, then there are people over regular MC, if you know what I'm talking about, that's coming in and regulating. So, you know, there's a lot of fuckery that's going on. And, you know, a lot of people don't like to call it protocol, but, you know, even pirates, and I'm not comparing motorcycle MC to pirates who were bandits and scoundrels and everything else. I'm just saying, even the pirates law was rigid and strict. And, I mean, they no longer exist anymore, but in the motorcycle world, I think our laws should be respected. I think we should go back to not the original laws, but just modify them to just have respect in them. I think the respect is gone out of the motorcycle community in the bylaws. I don't know.
I think you're correct in that. I mean, you know, Tish, you know I'm amazing, whatever. So I see a lot of reflection between the Masonic world and the MC world, which pretty much comes down to traditions, customs, and protocols. And also, you know, that whole
fellowship
thing.
You're absolutely correct. You're right.
Yeah.
And then but also, you know, it's funny you say about the Masonic world and the MC world. Then you'll get per se, I'm not going to call any names, but then you'll get, like, for example, a person who is Masonic, and they have a Masonic brother that come into a club. They will take his side or let him give him more loyalty than they give the person that's in their club. And I think that's wrong. And
well,
I've seen that happen.
As I've always said, you know, loyalty has an expiration date. It could be a good thing and it could be a bad thing.
That's true.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely correct. It could be a good and it could be a bad.
Okay.
You know.
You know, I see it like almost like it's almost like sports, which is we want it now. We want it right now.
Right.
You know, if you got what you did for us in the past, what have you done for me lately type of deal. And some places are like that.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Some places are, my brother. You're right. So, it's just so much that's going on. I look at the circuit and it kind of makes you want to take 10 steps back. But then if we all do that, then what would become of it? What would happen? You know, this is part of our way of life. You know, I love riding my bike. I love the camaraderie of the people that are around me that I ride my bike with. I mean, it's just, I'm sorry, I'm reading a text, people asking me questions. It's just changed so much. It's changed so much, and I can't say how can we, I'm done saying how can we change it. You know, then you have people who are in clubs who have nothing else to do, who don't run their home. I've seen men have a club and try to run his club with an iron fist, and when he went home, he was nothing. His wife ran him.
See,
he was nothing. So the only
that's
way
another
he
issue.
Had
you don't get that respect at the house. You don't get your respect at the job. But you have a title, or you want to have a title, and you come into a club, then that's where you want to rule with an iron hand.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. You're correct on that, bro. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know. I mean, what is your... So we have that topic. We have the topic of what makes you a club, how many people... And this has been said so many times. In order to have a club, what's the number, Rhino? What's the number?
I believe the lucky number is 5.
It's 5. So if the lucky number is 5, how do you say you're a club if you only walk around with 3 and 2 members? Or even 4 members?
Then
you're
not a club.
As a club when you only have 2 and 3 members? What I'm saying, like, cause
you
haven't even come out yet.
You don't have a club then. You're just some people that hang around each other. You're just a crew. That's it. You're not a club. You're a crew. And there's nothing wrong with that. But until you get, you know, the final pieces of the puzzle, then you can be considered a club. I mean, if it's MC, you got to have all the proper things needed for MC first. You need a bike and you need a license. So.
Elaborate. What do you need in order to be in the club? What's the number one thing you need in order to, to be in the club, to prospect for a club, what do you need?
Well, if we're talking about MC, well, first thing, you need that endorsement, that motorcycle endorsement, and the most important thing, you need that hardware, that motorcycle.
Not all the time, but I was in the MC club, and I didn't have a bike.
You were in the, well, back then, things were a little different, Chops.
I know.
I understand. Things were a little different. Now, even though you were in the MC club and you never had a bike, things were different back then. Nowadays, you have to have a bike. So what's the criteria? So a bike, what else? License?
Bike.
What else?
License. That's pretty much it. You need just 2 basics. Of course, you know, the most important thing is seeing if you mesh with the chemistry of everyone else in the club.
Wow, that's true. And I always say to people, before you start prospecting, you need to hang out with every single person individually in the club, not even as a group, because everyone's different in a group. But when you take that person away from that group, then you see them one-on-one. And when you're prospecting to go into a club, it's not that club, you know, not doing you a favor, but you're doing that club a favor, too, by coming in. You're doing a service to each other. So you both have to look each other over. You know,
well, you know what? One step that I see a lot, one step that is I think has been almost dissolved is the hang around part. People jump from indie or from another club just prospect. There's that missing part of being a hang around.
That's true. That's true.
Awful. I'm going to sign up with it.
What's up?
I'm going to die now. But I got my paint falling off the wall now.
I can't hear.
The paint is falling off the wall.
Oh, okay.
So that means I got a lot of heat
stuff to do. Oh, she got to do something.
Okay. Oh, she's going to do something? All right, Chop.
Yeah.
Love you, Chop. Thank you so much.
All right. Come see us next week, okay?
Okay, no problem. I just wanted to apologize to Okay, thank you, baby. God bless you. Chuck, apologize to anyone who's calling in. Later, sweetie. I'm having difficulties on this board today. I can't even see. I see my callers coming in, but I can't even see anymore. So this is a nightmare. That's how shit is, of course. Not normally.
Control
but ultimately anyway.
Doesn't work?
No, nah, because then it'll take me off the board. So
uh-oh.
I can't even see the rest of my callers. See that? So that's that bite. So anyway, want to try to call in and see if I can see you calling in? You're on? I can't even see you. But look, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I can't even see you. I'm sorry, we're over here in the studio having some technical difficulties, which really sucks. Again, I have another remedy for people with no bike. You want to hear it, Lionel?
I'm with it.
Okay. You can win a 2015 R1. Come on down to Myrtle Beach on May 24th, but before then, and get your raffle ticket. It's $1. I mean, sorry, it's one ticket is $15. Two tickets is $25. Two tickets are $25, and three tickets are $40. So if you don't, if you're in the club and you're rocking that desk and you don't have a bike, all you gotta do is put up $20 and wish and hope. But maybe you never know that you can win it. And we have a also we have a 2015 Yamaha Raptor 700. So it's a great thing, you know. So but anyway, come on down here. Every Friday I'm here down at Yamaha dealership at 399 Huguenot Street. What or at Gasolina's. You can meet me. You can see me 6 days a week, 7 days a week. Come on down and get your raffle ticket. So. Huh? Oh, and food. That's right. We just revamped the menu at Gasolina. So you got to come over right now.
Oh, I definitely would do that. That's no problem.
Yeah, come on down and get some of Gasolina's famous wings. You know? But spread the word, bro. I'm about to put up the flyer. This really sucks. I apologize to all my callers if you're listening. I can't even see you. And I'm back now, and I'll be back next Friday. Hanging with you guys, playing more music. If you're independent music, if you know anybody who has independent music, write into the Hunter and Friends show at gmail.com and send us your music and say you give us permission to play it, and we'll rock it out here on the show. If you have a hot topic you want to give, you know, send it to us. And we'll talk about it next Friday. But again, Myrtle Beach, if you're going to Myrtle, we will not be at Hooters. There is no more BBW at Hooters. It's now going to be at 2001 Nightclub at 920 Lake Arrowhead Road and Highway 17 North. The raffling is on May 24th. So if you're here in New York, come on down and get your ticket. Hit me up. Hit Hunter up on Facebook, Hunter NYMC or Duchess Hunter NY Facebook. But hit me up and get your ticket. This really bites, bro. So I have to end my show early because I can't even see my board.
That's all right. I'll be back next week. I'm ashamed it took me so long to call in before.
Huh?
I said, I'll be back next week calling in.
Awesome, awesome. Absolutely. I'd be interested in getting knowing the feedback of what we just talked about.
Okay.
So anyway, well, thanks, guys. Thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend. Don't forget, come on down to Gasolina's 2525 Washington Road in the Bronx. Come on down and get your tickets. Come on down and get some Gasolina famous wings. We got them. All right, everybody, rock out. Thank you. Thank
That's
you, Boogie. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Rhino.
Hey,
Untamed.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. All right, Boogie,
all right,
we got technical difficulties, so we got to go. All right.
All right. Y'all be blessed.
Okay,
have
bye-bye.
A good weekend.
All right, you too. God bless everybody. Wow, literally, Boogie, this is not letting me end it. This is crazy.
You still on the air?
Wow. Yeah, it's rendering. Wow. Wow, this is crazy.
Well,
anyway,
it was a pretty blessed show, even still.
Yep. Thanks. So, yep. But I'm gonna hang up the line, Boogie. But thank you everybody for calling in. TGIF. God bless you. If we can get off. Oh, I like that one. You Boogie?
Hey, after hours. This is the after spot. You know what I'm saying? This is the after spot. Okay. Wow.